Hi, Rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 bowls, and tonight he's going to try and make it 8.
Here comes the bulls down.
Good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making 8 maniacs. That's right. It is time once again for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. And we are sitting back here on a Wednesday morning, afternoon, whatever the case is in your neck of the woods, and getting geared up for rodeo weekend. We got a lot to talk. Well, I say we've got a lot to talk about. We're hoping to have a lot to talk about. We're looking to take your questions, your comments, and, of course, always your cowboy logic. Now, I am not quite sure what is going on, but I have no chat room. We'll see if we can't get this thing up and running. But do want to let y'all know that the phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. If you guys want to jump on board here, give us a quick call. Let us know what you think about what's going on. Now, I will tell you that we've got a lot of things in the works. You know, of course, Making 8 is moving to prime time as we are gearing up and getting ready to move to Mondays and Wednesdays. We'll be airing live 7 o'clock Central Time. So you fans can tune in and hang out here with us. Monday nights, we'll be back on the ranch, and Wednesday nights, we are still looking for a show name. So, man, I'm telling you what, I don't know if it's just me or if there's just nobody hanging out in our chat room here with us today, but, well, that's all right. We'll get through it. We are going to be doing a live video stream. I was hoping that it would be today, but apparently it looks like it's not going to be until tomorrow. So I think we're a day behind. I've got to run into town and get a tire fixed. And I just don't think we're going to get on the road here this afternoon in time. So I think we're going to postpone it, put it off until tomorrow. And then, yeah, we're going to be heading down to Livingston, Texas, where we're going to be down with Rob Smet, Gary LaFew, Miles Hare at a bull riding, bullfighting clinic that they are putting on down there for 3 days. And then Saturday they will be doing a jackpot deal, which will actually have some bullfights going on. It'll be a bullfighting competition. It'll be a bull riding deal, jackpot. Should be a really good time. And, well, shoot, yeah. I think it'll be a lot of fun. We may even be down there streaming it live. So you guys make sure to tune into that. We will let you know as we get a little closer to the weekend. You know, it should be a great opportunity for you guys to be able to hang out with us, though, and we'll definitely be bringing you some action. From there, we're going to be going down to the Sam Medlock Ranch and working with Sam Medlock, head coach of the Allied Bull Riders. And so that will be a that'll be a lot of fun. Well, it looks like some of our other fans are also having issues with our chat. It looks like we may be coming online now as I see a few of our regulars stopping by. Yes, definitely hi to you guys as well. I apologize. I have no idea what is going on with it today. But it's Wednesday. We're halfway through the work week, and we're ready to get this thing rolling. So, yeah, make sure to stay tuned, rodeo fans. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll get into the rodeo bull riding action with you. So make sure to stay tuned. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Well, hold tight with the little fish and watch out when he starts to twist. That's what the daddy used to tell him, boy, on how to ride them bulls. I got a dream to live my dream, and so a place is in between, and I'm leaving old Salt Lake a
Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
Oh, that's right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Makin8 Rodeo Network as we are kicking things off on a Wednesday. Got to say a big old howdy to some of our fans that are finally able to get in our chat room here. Not quite sure what was going on, but looks like we are getting things up and running. And glad that you guys are able to join us here on a Wednesday afternoon as we start getting things geared up. We were really hoping that we would be on the road here this afternoon heading to Livingston, Texas, but I got to go get a tire and yeah, it's just going to be a little bit too rough for us, I think, for us to get on the road this afternoon. So we're going to end up having to make it tomorrow, but we will be streaming our road trip live. You guys will have the opportunity to come hang out with us and follow along on our road trip as we will be live video streaming. So glad to have all of our fans on board and yeah, we definitely look forward to it. It's going to be a nice trip there to Livingston, Texas. And want to let you guys know that we do have phone lines open, 646-915-9940. If you guys want to jump on board here, give us a call. Make sure to push one on the phone if you do want to talk to us. Now, at about 15 minutes till the end of our show, we're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to give you guys your 8-second mind bender. We're going to let you guys speak your mind for 8 seconds. And, you know, it's all about Makin8 right here on the Makin8 Rodeo Network. We want to let you guys know we're taking questions, your comments, cowboy logic, whatever it is that you guys want to talk about. The last portion of our show, we will have the phone lines open for you. But if you guys want to call in before time, if you guys have questions or something you want to discuss that's going on there in the PBR, In the PRCA, as the Wrangler National Finals is set to get underway, give us a call. We'll be happy to talk about it. Now, yesterday, I was talking a little bit about the NFR. We were talking about the IFR coming up in January, which the Macon 8 Rodeo Network is proud to be able to bring you the action on a live video stream. So we are set to be out there. Now, somewhere along the way, I got the wrong message. I was under the impression that the NFR would be covering breakaway roping, and I was misunderstood. It is the IFR that is hosting the event and that will crown a IFR champion in the breakaway, not the PRCA. So just got to go back and make that correction there. We have to print a retraction, I reckon. So, yeah, the official word that I have right now, now I would like to see the PRCA do it. I think depending on how the IFR does, we may see it as an event. But then again, the PRCA is just long hell-bent on tradition, and I don't think that they are going to break. You know, they've been doing things for a very long time a certain way, and I just don't know if they're willing to change. I think they should. That, as a matter of fact, we'll make that our topic of discussion, our question of the day for you fans. If you guys want to comment on it or if you guys have questions or something like that, you guys can always give us a call, 646-915-9940, and tell us what you guys think about it. I think that, you know, the PRCA, it's time for some major changes. They need to make some changes. But I don't know if they're willing to do it. So, you know, that's a great question. We've actually got a question coming in from one of our newest, I guess you could say, fans. We've been a fan of his since just a couple months ago when we had the opportunity to see this guy do some barrelman acts out there. And, well, I think it was Wetumpka. Yes, it was definitely Wetumpka. Kurt Davis is asking, you know, in order to compete in the showcase, do you have to be a member of the IPRA? And that's a good question. I will tell you that I can get you an answer here by this afternoon. I can certainly do that. I've got I'm sure you guys have the contact information there as well, but we will absolutely find that answer out for you. I don't want to give you a direct yes or no. So make sure that you guys stay tuned to that, and yeah, we'll get back to you on that one for sure, Kirk. So appreciate the comment coming in there in our chat room. Like I said, if you guys do want to discuss anything rodeo related, bull riding, 646-915-9940 is the number to give us a call at, and we'll be happy to take your questions and your comments. And of course, if you have any great cowboy wisdom for us, we definitely want to hear from you. I did forget to give it out yesterday, courtesy of our biggest little fan, Miss Melanie Britton. So, Melanie, once again, I apologize to you. Just one of those deals, you know, I get so wrapped up in certain things, I lose track of time, and next thing you know, it has slipped my mind. But anyhow, you know, I really don't know how to approach this next topic that I really want to talk about, but you know, I'm getting word that it was brought to my attention yesterday that there was a fan that has followed along with Macon 8 for, I don't know, a month or so, you know, very interesting have going on here, that was injured. And I don't know if it's something that I can believe or not. I want to believe it. I hate to even doubt somebody like that, and it makes me question, you know, why I would doubt somebody like that. But it's just a situation that doesn't add up, and I know that there's people like that out there, and it's unfortunate, but there are some sad people out there that do things to direct attention onto themselves, and they do it in a pretty sad way, you know. But anyhow, apparently this this person was injured in a horse accident. And if it is true, then I want to send my sincerest apologies as well as my prayers to this young girl, you know. But I will tell you that my prayers are there regardless, because if this thing is not if it is not the truth, then this girl needs some serious help, because this is a sad way to try to draw attention to yourself. There's just a lot of different circumstances that I have a hard time gathering as to whether or not a lot of it doesn't make sense. And I know a lot of things in this world don't make sense, but, you know, shoot, makes me question the integrity of people, you know. And there are some strange individuals out there on Facebook. Of course, then again, some people may be saying that about me. So, you know, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's very, very true. There are some very strange people out there on Facebook that look to take advantage of situations and look to take advantage of people. And that's just wrong, in my opinion. So, you know, with this girl stating that she, well, actually it's not her, it's her family stating there was an injury to this young girl, I definitely want to send my prayers and my thoughts out to her. Okay, we'll kind of give the rundown. A week ago, I got word from this girl that she visits people in hospitals, and that there was this young girl that was sick that she had been visiting, and that she went to go visit the other day, and this girl had passed away and left her a letter that she did not know whether or not she should open or not. Very sad story, you know. And I told her that, you know, I believe that if she prayed about it, she would get the strength, and when the time is right, she would be able to open it and read it, you know. So 2 days later, I got a message stating that this girl had rolled her truck working on the ranch. And I felt extremely bad, saying, wow, that's, you know, a sad situation. I'm glad that you're okay and everything is good, you know. I'm sorry to hear about the truck. And then yesterday I got word that, you know, it was a message that had came in that there were two studs in a same pin together, that she was working with one of them and got thrown and apparently broke her pelvis and her femur and was unconscious and is in a coma and was airlifted to a hospital. Would not disclose where the hospital was, as we would love to send some cards and some get well wishes and that type of thing. And I just don't know. I don't know. I mean, what would you guys think? I mean, you know, you want to believe somebody like that, you know. I believe that things happen to people, and you want to give people the benefit of the doubt, you know, but there's no, I don't know, there's just no solid credentials coming in off that, you know. I don't know. I have a hard time understanding it, you know. What do you guys think? Would you call BS on something like that, or would you, you know, would you give them the benefit of the doubt? Like I said, I sincerely send prayers out, you know. Was sitting here laying in bed toying with that last night, you know. I'm not the only one that it's been targeted to, you know. But then again, I see that person, you know, whether it's that person or a family member on Facebook, on that Facebook page. I just don't know. It just doesn't add up. Something doesn't sit well, you know. And I have a hard time with that. So tell me what you guys think. If you guys have opinions, you guys can post them here in our chat room or give us a call, 646-915-9940. And, you know, yeah, I definitely understand, and that's a great comment about trying to contact the family. I don't know this person all that well, other than through Facebook. You know, there's been some text messages, you know, and here's the other thing that I have a hard time, you know, I do. I know that there's injuries that can occur that way, you know. They apparently were saying that there was a breathing tube that was placed down, but the breathing tube was removed last night, and the injury occurred yesterday morning. I don't know if they would remove it that quickly, you know. Then again, I don't know that state. I know that certain hospitals and certain doctors may try to get a breathing apparatus removed, but then other times that I know that they won't, especially if the patient is in a coma still. So, man, I'm telling you, I just don't know where to go. I really don't, you know. It just makes it very, very difficult. And, you know, I hate to – I would not want to doubt it by contacting the family. Like I said, according to the messages that I've received, for instance, today, that it was the direct family, that it was the family that I was speaking with and had requested to get, you know, an address or a hospital location or a room number so we could send flowers and things like that. And, you know, the question is, like I said, it's not coming down that she is on Facebook, but it's that they're using her Facebook to keep in contact with supposedly friends of hers and things like that, you know. And like I said, I want to believe that somebody would be like that. I want to believe that this is a serious nature and it's unfortunate, and definitely want to send the best and prayers, you know. But it's like, man, you know, can you, I don't know, it doesn't sit right, you know. Just a lot of things, circumstances, in the manner in which it occurred, that just don't sit well. And am I wrong for that? You know, I mean, that's the question that I toy with. You know, I mean, am I wrong for doubting? You know, I have a very serious hard time with that. It's been brought to my attention that somebody else, that there may be other doubters out there as well, and that, you know, with them doubting, you know, that they believe that the motivation behind it is to have some sort of benefit to raise money and, you know, obviously being a scam. But, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, I know that I've been caught up in situations where, you know, we've struggled and, you know, we've asked for help and fans have come through. It's like, you know, I mean, obviously you want to give people the benefit of the doubt. People have doubted me, but yet trusted me, you know. And I hope that we haven't ever let anybody down, but, you know, I mean, it's kind of a situation where, you know, I don't know. I feel wrong for doubting, you know. I really do. And it makes me, but then again, at the same time, there's people out there that are like that and will take advantage of those situations, you know. And they will use this, you know. I've seen it done before. And to me, I would think that it's more of a mental illness. But it concerns me because, you know, is this the direction that people are going anymore? You know, I certainly hope not, you know. But if it's not the direction that people are going, is you know, the way we doubt people, you know, in situations like this, like myself. You know, man, you know, makes it very, very tough. Makes it very tough. So, you know, and absolutely, you know, my prayer for this young girl is that, that absolutely, that if there's a serious injury to this girl, that, you know, that she may be healed. If not, you know, that it be brought out. And that, you know, that God will heal her mental illness, because it seriously is one, you know. But man, you know, I don't know. It's like, why would they, you know, approach me on it, you know? I mean, most any of our fans know that we're broke to begin with, so you're not going to get any money from us, you know. I don't know. It gives you a lot to think about, you know. It certainly does. At least it does me. Man, I am getting a bunch of new followers here on my Twitter today, and I like it. I like it. That's a good thing. So anyhow, going back to it, you know, like I said, if you guys want to comment on it or have questions or anything, we'll talk about rodeo. We're talking about bull riding. Obviously, the NFR is coming up. I do have a special guest lined up here for coming up probably tomorrow on our radio program. And then, of course, Friday, we're going to be broadcasting live from Livingston, Texas, which will be our final Lunch Hour Rodeo show for the time being. Now, it's not to say that we won't be doing it all together, but it's just saying that for right now, we're going to make a schedule adjustment. We're going to move our shows to prime time once again. We're going to start things off with two shows a week, our Back on the Ranch show, Monday, 7 o'clock Central Time. And then Wednesday, we're going to have our show lined up with Sam Medlock, head coach of the Allied Bull Riders, and we're going to have a show then as well, 7 o'clock Central Time. So make sure you guys are getting ready. You guys are spreading the word, passing everything along. We're still looking for a show name, although we did have some great recommendations coming in yesterday, and certainly do appreciate that. Coming in from some of our great fans that we have here with us. So, anyhow, I guess we're about 30 minutes into our show, fans, so we're going to take another short break as we are getting geared up. I've got bags packed, and we are just about ready to get underway, but I don't think we're going to be able to head out until tomorrow as I've got to get in town and go get a tire fix this afternoon. Got to get an oil change done as we get ready to hit the road. It's another 300 and something miles. And you guys have the opportunity to hang out with us as we will be streaming live tomorrow. We'll be after our Lunch Hour Rodeo show, and we will be hitting the road. I love it. Kirk has just posted out a great show suggestion, cussing and discussing with Making Eight. Wow, that's interesting. We may have to roll with something like that. But anyhow, we're going to take a short break here, fans. When we come back, we're going to talk more rodeo, more bull riding action with you here on a Wednesday afternoon. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Red face in the pen, he was gentle, but in the shoe, now bucking no shit. Mind over matter keeps you on parade. It doesn't matter when they open that gate for this living explosion with the dark red shell. He'll give you a ride through hell. Every few years a man comes along who knows what he's doing and won't do it wrong. He'll conquer the odds, he'll pass the test, above and beyond, higher than the best. So what do you do when you've done it all? You've climbed every mountain and jumped every wall. Where the chance comes along like a great big feast, the chance for the hero to ride the red beast. He said he can be beat, he's just a one of the rest, but he couldn't be tamed cause he gave him his best. He's ready to go, so don't be a fool. He jumps like a rabbit and kicks like a mule. He's quicker than a quarter horse, aggressive as a hawk, this mountain of muscle. Second ride to the mighty Lane Cross. And both of them retired in their own special way, but they'll both be remembered every single day. They had desire to win and hearts to try. Red Rock and Lane Frost were two of a kind. He said he can be beat, he's just a one of the rest, but he couldn't be tamed cause he gave him his best. He's ready to go, so don't be a fool. He jumps like a rabbit and kicks like a mule. He's quicker than a quarter horse, aggressive as a hawk, this mountain of muscle.
Fans, this is your old buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne, we've been to Fort Worth, we've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Making Eight Rodeo Network, so keep this thing plugged in, because you don't need that kind of aggravation.
Oh, that's right. You don't need that kind of aggravation. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. And, well, I got to send a big old shout-out to our good buddy, Mr. Marty Ironman Hill, joining us right here in the chat room, just finding out that he's been one of our eavesdroppers here on the phone lines. And we've got a bunch more. Just remember, if you guys want to talk with us, make sure to push one on your phone. Otherwise, you can give us a call and listen mobile. 646-915-9940 is the number to get a hold of us. Now, like I said before, you know, things are changing. We are going to move to the primetime direction, and we're going to see what we can get as far as fans hanging out with us here in our chat room, on our phone lines. We want to get you guys on board here with us. But, like I said, we were going back to it. We were just talking about how the world has kind of changed, I guess, you know. And it does make it very difficult, but like I said, regardless, you know, the message has been sent out that this girl needs some prayers, and we definitely want to send them her way. You know, whether she's recovering from a horse accident or whether she's just playing, I guess you could say playing a game out there that is, I mean, it's a pretty sick thing, and it is a sickness, so, you know, in order to direct attention. So we're going to go back to it. We'll talk more rodeo, more bull riding with you guys here on a Wednesday afternoon. Like I said, we were planning on hitting the road this afternoon, but it doesn't look like we're going to be heading that way until tomorrow. So we're going to be running a day behind. Now, they're going to start their school bright and early in the morning, and it's, you know, kind of a shame. We really wish we could be there for it and get everything ready and set up, but yeah, unfortunately, I don't think it's going to work out. So we'll have to hold off till tomorrow. But we'll be down there tomorrow night. You guys will have an opportunity to follow along with us as we hit the road. And, we definitely hope that you guys will tune in and check us out. And we'll give you a little bit of the scenery. We'll let you hang out with us. We will be chatting with you guys, and we'll let you know more about what time we're going to be able to head out and hit the road. But you can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. We'll be posting the links out there for you. You know, and that certainly, you know, that kind of brings me to the whole thing. You know, It used to be a gentleman's handshake was all you ever needed, and now it's contracts, and it's not just one page. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of legal issues you got to go through, and I'm talking about just to, you know, for anything that you got to do anymore. You know, yeah, we've been burnt quite a bit because we do rely a lot upon handshakes, because I believe that's the nature and the way people should be, and not the way people are, unfortunately. You know. But it's the world that we live in, you know, and I mean, I do hate that, but, yeah, we're pretty strong on still believing in that handshake. You know, it's time we all bring it back. You know, I mean, I, for one, am willing to stand up and say, you know what, I will trust a handshake and a smile, you know? Yeah, you know, and absolutely. And, you know, so many people are looking to make money for nothing. You know, that they will, you know, they'll sue for hot coffee, you know. You figure it's coffee, it's going to be hot. At least I know mine is. But, of course, then again, they've changed that as well. Now they put ice and you get this iced coffee and all that good stuff. Yeah, it's not for me. I drink my coffee one way, and that's hot and that's black. So, hey, it is what it is, you know. But getting back down to it, we do want to talk about the IFR. We did have some good questions coming in regards to the showcase, and we'll find out those answers for you right after our show. You know, we can certainly sit back and discuss it, whether or not you actually have to have your IPRA card in order to compete in the showcase acts. Like I said, I want to say that you probably do have to have your card for the 2012 season, but like I said, without having a getting that, you know, I don't want to make that answer. I don't want to make that determination and then have you guys come back on me. So we're going to wait and get an accurate answer for that. You know, speaking of the showcase, speaking of the IFR here in Oklahoma City, which will be coming up in January, we look to be there. And we're going to have ourselves a great time. And hopefully you guys will be able to tune in with us. Hang out with us, and you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. Been sending the word out there, sending up the smoke signals, letting our fans know across the border in Oklahoma or in Canada, as we had so many viewers tuned in from Canada. But we had so many contestants for the IFR that were competing, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that there's so many rodeos up in the mid north area. You know. That it makes it very easy for those guys to come on down and compete, you know, in the IPRA. So, I see that I'm trying to go back and read some of the comments coming in. Yeah, you know, that's something that I also would have to agree with, that the similar to barrel racing, that the breakaway roping, as it is a new event for the IPRA, that they will have that at the IFR, and they will crown a breakaway champion. But yeah, I absolutely agree as well that there should it should be a cowgirl sport. It should be a sport where the women have an opportunity to compete amongst themselves for those events. You know, the only event that they do compete at right now is barrel racing. And I can't agree with that. I think that there should be more events, you know. I would like to see more of the tie-down roping or the team roping headed out there with, you know, female athletes. I believe that they can rope just as, if not better, than some of the guys, you know. And I certainly am one to say that I'll be the first to tell you that I bet you there are a lot of women out there that can head or heel a lot better than I can, you know, as I may be able to swing a rope, but I've never done it from horseback. So, and I mean, that's just the truth of the matter. I mean, you know, whether or not that makes me a cowboy or not, I don't know. But, you know, I mean, I've never swung a rope off a horse. I have hauled cattle, you know. But I've never actually done that. So, well, like I said, I wouldn't necessarily. I don't know if tie down could be could be an event where they could actually compete in, you know, by throwing down a 250-pound calf. But, yes, so the team roping would probably be a more feasible event for them to compete in. But, you know, like I said, I mean, they've got so many events that I believe that the women can compete just as well with the men on, you know. Anyhow, I see the WPRA finals that they do have tie-down roping at, and I believe that would be for the cowgirls. And, of course, they're using much smaller calves. But, you know, I don't believe that I believe it needs to be in an event in itself where the women are competing against the other women. Unless it comes down to, like, the team roping. And there's a question for you guys. Do you guys think that the women should be able to compete in the men's team roping against them? You know, I think they can ride a horse and they can swing a rope a lot, just as well as the men can, if not better. So, yeah, you know, and that's some great comments coming in there from our good buddy, Mr. Kirk Davis, who's really getting involved here with our shows, and I do appreciate it. But, you know, making mention that there are definitely some big bone girls out there that can throw a calf or they can throw men. And, yeah, that's kind of the truth. They get me intimidating. So, Wow. Interesting conversation coming in our chat rooms. But, yeah, I like I said, when it comes down to the team roping, I certainly would think that the cowgirls can compete just as well as the men and be competitive. That would be one event that I would like to see that would be a co-ed type event. But, you know, going back to the PRCA and their long history with just staying with tradition that they, you know, they won't change with times. And that's a sad situation. It truly is. It's a very sad situation. So, you know, I think that it's about time that the PRCA does make some changes. I think that you can make smaller changes to make big adjustments, you know. But, yeah, certainly some interesting conversations coming in right now. Moving on. I guess we're going to have to open up those phone lines now for you. We've got our 8-second mind bender underway. If you guys want to give us a call, you got 8 seconds to post a comment. Leave us some cowboy logic, 646-915-9940. Be happy to take your calls. And, well, shoot, we'll sit back and we'll talk anything with you. But remember, you got 8 seconds to make your point. It is your chance to speak your mind right here on the Lunch Show. So make sure you give us a call, 646-915-9940. And I see that we're getting some great new fans jumping on board here. It looks like we've got some of them, Lindy Johnson, coming over to hang out here with us on a Wednesday afternoon, and got to say welcome to you. Glad that you're able to tune in here with us live. And, man, I'm telling you, Sonia, there's a lot of newcomers here. We've even got some guests. I want to remind you guys, if you guys come on over to Blog Talk, you guys can sign up, build you a screen name, and come on down here and chat with us. Ain't going to cost you nothing, but we sure enjoy the conversation. Anyhow, you know, that is going to get me on. That's going to get me on a subject here that, well, maybe we ought to hold off on that. We're going to save that for probably our Back on the Ranch show coming up. But anyways, there's some events that are being coordinated that I'm aware of, and we'll have to talk about them here before too long. So, anyhow, we're ready to rock and roll as we will be down with Sam Medlock, coach of the Allied Bull Riders, this Sunday. We'll be doing a live video stream, and we're going to show you guys some highlights, some video training clips, some video footage of these guys at some of the Touring Pro events, and I think you're going to like it. We're going to answer some questions. We're going to talk about some major things that have been developing with Team Allied Bull Riders. We're going to talk about some of the big events that they have coming up, as I know that they're going to be putting on a school in Mississippi here next month. And, well, shoot, hopefully we'll be able to make it on over that way and have ourselves a great time over there. There's a good question for you. Do you guys think that women can fight bulls? I've never actually seen a woman bullfighter. Now, we're going to be going down to a bullfighting clinic that is going to be going along with Gary LaFue's Bull Riding School. It's going to be held with Miles Hare, Rob Smets. We're going to be down there tomorrow night. We're hoping to be down there tonight and be down there for the first day, but I believe we're going to end up, unfortunately, having to miss it as we have to get tires on our truck and get ready to make a road trip. So, but we will be down there. We will have an opportunity to sit back with Rob and Miles Hare and Gary LaFue. Should be a really great time, but that's one thing I don't know is do they have women down there that are going to be fighting bulls? You know, do you think that they can? How do you think it would be for a cowboy to look out there in that arena and see a, you know, young lady out there with the makeup on? Oh, looks like we've got a suggestion or a comment coming in our chat room, and got to want to send that out that, you know, we've actually got some of our fans that are looking for a roping trainer. So if anybody knows of, you know, anybody that knows how to train a good roping horse, to please let us know, you know. And I believe that we may have an answer for you on that. We'll have to kind of look into it, but I do believe that there's a gentleman by the name of Scott Mendez that lives up there by Fort Worth that will do some training, some roping training, and we'll have to see if we can't get you in contact and just confirm that for starters, but we'll look into that. And, yes, we are well aware that the ladies do already wear the makeup, but will they put the face paint on like the guys do and go to work out there in the arena? Do you think that, you know, do you think that it can happen? I have yet to see it. But we do have our 8-second mind meter. If you guys have questions or comments or cowboy logic you guys want to give us, make sure to give us a call, 646-915-9940. We got about 10 minutes left in our show, fans. We're going to take one more break, and when we come back, we will start wrapping up our show. We do have cowboy logic for you today. If I don't forget to give it out, we will have it for you right after this. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and whether you're riding a bronc or roping a steer, you need boots you can count on. Only Ariat boots provide you the support, stability, and comfort you can rely on day in and day out. Ariat's four levels of technology allow you to pick the boot that gives you the maximum support for your best performance. And the variety of styles, colors, and premium leathers lets you pick a boot that suits your personal style. When your performance needs to be top-notch, be sure you're wearing Ariat, the brand that'll keep you on your feet when the going gets tough. Visit a store near you and try Ariat boots today to experience the difference.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this water should still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. Can't resist my resist all, it's black as a night. For my boots are leather and knives. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'll tore up and I'll float up, I'll look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll see. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a knife on my first ever night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up, I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double dock and boat ramp, and whiskey shaking, never stirred. Tank tops and flip-flops, those all-night-long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resistance, black as a nightfall, my boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down the middle, I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I'd hear you looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
Howdy, folks. It's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at MakingEight.com. No matter if you're passing his tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's MakingEight.com. Get a grip.
Well, that's right. Get a grip with MakingEight.com, home of the Making Eight Rodeo Network. And we are back here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, kicking things off on a Wednesday afternoon, and I don't know about y'all, but I am ready for the weekend. It's going to be a rodeo one, I'm telling you. We got a jackpot bull ride. We've got a bullfight going on, and it should be a really great time. I'm seeing some comments coming in our chat room right now. Some great comments in regards to Scott Mendez. I had the opportunity to actually meet him in Las Vegas just a few weeks ago as he was out there for the PBR World Finals and the Heroes and Legends Reunion. And, you know, he is a great, great guy. I do believe that he does know a thing or two about some roping. I just remember some conversations that he had. And I think that he may be one. He's up there in the Fort Worth area. I also know that Rob Smets does a little bit of roping himself. He may know somebody that could really work with some horses. So, Sonia, I see the comment coming in, and I believe that, you know, we can definitely find you some help right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network, and appreciate you posting the comment out there. I also want to send our best to Kirk Davis. His son is in Africa with the Navy, and definitely wanted to send a big old shout out to all of our men and women of our armed forces. And you know, we're a pretty patriotic group down here, and it's more than just in rodeos. It's myself personally, spending some time in the military and of course in the Marine Corps. You know, I'm pretty partial when it comes down to celebrating the and representing the armed forces and paying tribute to those guys that are definitely defending our freedom out there, whether it's here at home or overseas. So, yeah, absolutely. We do appreciate it, and we'll definitely continue to keep those guys in our prayers. So let's see here. Going back to it, we got about 5 minutes left in our show here, fans. We still haven't gotten any callers left, and I'm kind of surprised. I figured somebody would at least try to call and give us the 8-second mind bender deal, and we just haven't seen it yet, but that's all right. We're not giving up on it. I think it's going to be a good thing, and once this thing gets rolling and people start seeing how it goes, it'll be a lot of fun. And we do want you guys to take part. You guys can do it every day, 646-915-9940. Now, this is our final week of our lunch hour rodeo shows, as we'll be setting things off and going prime time starting next week. We've got our live video stream with the Allied Bull Riders and head coach Sam Medlock on Sunday, 7 o'clock Central Time. You can find it on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. You can find us on Facebook or on Twitter. Make sure to follow the fan page at Making 8 Network. And we will have all of the information there for you. We'll have the links posted. We'll also be posting them on the Allied Bull Riders fan page. Then going down to Monday, we'll be sitting back on the ranch. We'll have some special guests lined up, and we'll just be talking about rodeo and bull riding and having ourselves a whole lot of fun. And then, of course, Wednesday, we will have our first show hosted by head coach Sam Medlock, co-hosted by myself, and we'll be taking questions. We'll be discussing certain topics in the bull riding industry and maybe helping some young kids get together and, get some of their kinks worked out. So getting down to it, we're going to wrap up our show here for today, fans, but do want to remind you we will be back on the air tomorrow. And then, of course, following our Lunch Hour Rodeo show tomorrow, we will be streaming live as we'll be heading to Livingston, Texas, and going to catch up with Rob Smet, Gary LaFeu, Miles Hare down there for a bull riding, bullfighting school. And we're going to bring you all the information. And then, of course, Friday we'll be able to air live our Lunch Hour Rodeo show, our final Lunch Hour Rodeo show before we go prime time. And you guys will have an opportunity to tune in and check us out. So I want to thank everybody for jumping on board here today, especially some of our newcomers, and want to remind you that we will be back here tomorrow at 11 o'clock Central Time. So until then, get a grip with Making 8. Oh, you know what? Great, great save. Emily, just give us a the save of the day. I have to give the credit for Emily. I wish we had some prizes to give you. Cowboy logic for the day. Here it is, courtesy of our biggest little fan, Miss Melanie Britton. Experience is something you don't get until just after you need it. So there is your cowboy logic for the day. Courtesy of our biggest little fan, thank you, Miss Melanie, for sending that out there to us. And hopefully you all are having a great day. So until tomorrow, rodeo fans, make sure to get a grip with Making8.com.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Making 8. Let's buck. Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.